Today on Real Radio.
What we think, what we say, what we do, Christianity, true biblical Christianity, is such a life-changing event that it is a constant, ever before us reality that Jesus Christ has changed my life. I'm different.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack continues in his series through Paul's second New Testament letter to the Corinthians. In chapter 5 and verses 16 through 19, Paul uses the term reconcile four times as he describes the new life we believers now have in our Creator. This is the well-known passage that reads, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs now with more in his series simply called Get a Life.
When God created all that there is, he did it from the resources of nothing. That's power. You know, are you going to go work on your house today? Not unless you go to Lowe's. Why? Because you've got to get something externally that exists before you can fix your plumbing, right? You've got to be able to do that stop first to pick up something to do the other. Man, as brilliant as man is, and with the most wonderful things that man has created, we've only created stuff from things that are available. That's a fact. Oh, what about the computer? Plastics, resins, wiring, things that existed. God creates things out of nothing. Now, that's very exciting because what do you think? Listen, honestly, do you think you are less important right now? Or I should say, do you think Jupiter is more important to God than you are? Jupiter's not made in his image. Tonight, the moon is going to be shining almost like the sun tonight. Watch it tonight. It's going to be so brilliant tonight. Go out in your backyard or go take a walk. Boom, the moon is shining. You think God is communicating, yelling, screaming, reaching out, loving on the moon? No, but he is you. Jesus didn't die on the cross to fill in the holes on the moon. Jesus died on the cross to take away the sins of my life. If he spoke the physical universe into existence by his great power, he uses the Word of God to speak into you a brand new creation. That by far is more powerful than establishing the Milky Way or anything else. Do you believe that God has the power to do that? The Bible says he does, and that he's done this. So then we come up against, listen, these former passions. Now, the Bible says, remember, we're born spiritually dead. But when we come to Christ, that old man dies. We become alive to Christ, but the old past is now dead. Okay? That's what the Bible says. That's what the book of Romans is all about. And so as we mentioned before recently, if you walked up to a dead man and slapped him and started yelling at him, what's he going to do? He's going to do nothing. He's dead. If the gospel is that thing slapping a dead man in the face, we wait according to the scripture. Will he respond? I'm speaking spiritually dead. I hope not, but there may be somebody here right now that's spiritually dead, and even right now you're saying, I don't like what I'm hearing, but it kind of sometimes makes some sense, and But the word goes out, and it begins to grab your mind. You start thinking, and it begins to affect you. And just in a matter of 50 minutes, sitting here begins to bring you to a state of consideration and contemplation that otherwise you wouldn't have been thinking. Now, once you become a Christian, watch this. When the world comes to us, the world, the old flesh, the former things, our former passions, we are now, according to the Bible, dead to that previous life. So it says, though, listen, are you with me? When the old life comes to us and tempts, according to the technology of the Bible, when that comes, see, you hear that temptation in your head. The Bible says, reckon your old man to be dead. He's powerless. God, the Holy Spirit, according to the Bible, has given you the power to put that old man back in his place. Because you know, when you walk by, the potato chip starts talking. And the former passions may be the life that you lived, and that was your reason, man. And it will talk to you. And the Christian says, I don't want that anymore. Listen, one of the great signs of you being a true Christian is saying to that stuff, get out of here. Get away from me. That's called temptation. It's to be fought. We are now dead to that. That potato chip comes up and says, hey, slaps me in the face. Mm-mm, you can't feed a dead man. I'm dead to the things of the world. If that's true in my life as a Christian, then I need to remember today that God has overpowered our former passions. Well, man, Pastor, pray for me. I just keep falling into these things. And, you know, I thought it was, she was out of my life, but she, you know, she came back into my life and all this stuff. You know what? It happened because you wanted it to happen. You yielded to that thing. Don't blame God for that. You opened up that door and you did not stop to say, wait a minute. I'm a new creation. The Bible says, and listen, church, you memorize 2 Corinthians 5:17 and watch the power that it has in your life. But the question is today is, have you been changed? Have you experienced that change in your life? The Bible says, listen, in Galatians chapter 1, verse 11, but I make it known to you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man, for I neither received it from man, nor was I taught it, but it came through the revelation of Jesus Christ, for you have heard of my what? Former conduct in Judaism. What's interesting, Paul now is framing his religious life in the frame of sin. It was religion without God. How I persecuted the church of God beyond measure, tried to destroy it. I advanced in Judaism beyond many of my contemporaries in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous for the traditions of my fathers. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me through his grace to reveal his son in me. Change, radical change. You could have a tremendous passion for being good, religious, or whatever. Or you could have a tremendous passion of your old life regarding the former conduct. As a Christian, that's been broken. The war has begun. Every true Christian, now listen, use this in your own life. Every true Christian, because they are alive to God but dead to sin, there's that constant war that goes on in their minds about this. Do this, take this, be this, say this. And when it's not Christ-like, there is that struggle within you. Do you know what I'm talking about? That struggle. The Bible talks about this in 1 John. This is really heavy. I'm hesitating because in my notes right here, I wrote, this is a time for a word of rebuke and exhortation for us. And it's 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. Listen, it says, this is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you that God is light. So look, pause right there. If Christ is in us and we're in Christ, what's the evidence? God is light. Okay? And in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him, that's God, and we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. We cannot come here today and say that we're Christians, dedicate an hour and a half or whatever we are here for with worship and the word and all, and then, listen, we live the rest of the week without God in our lives. What we think, what we say, what we do, Christianity, true biblical Christianity, is such a life-changing event that it is a constant, ever-before-us reality that Jesus Christ has changed my life. I'm different. And so God is saying to me, Jack, are you different? Are you different than the person you were before I met you? Your thinking, your desires, your pursuits. Are you different? Jack, if you knew I wasn't looking, where would you walk? God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. And if we say we know him, but walk in the darkness, we lie. And the truth won't be in us. Listen, I've said it before, I gotta say it again. This is not Christianity happening right here, right now. Christianity is gonna happen when you get in the car. Christianity happens when you get home. It happens with your kids. It happens with your husband. It happens with your wife. That's Christianity. The Christian today has, as it were, the consciousness of Jesus always before them. And so, are you a new creation? Thirdly, it's this thing. The overpowering power of Jesus Christ regarding our former reality. Old things have passed away. Old things. By the way, the word Greek here, old, is archaic. It's where we get the word. Things that originated before us, the old us, the old life before, has been eradicated by Christ. It's passed away. Man, what happens when he died. The old us is gone. The Bible says, for example, in 1 Peter 5, Satan is like, watch this. It says that Satan walks around this world, what? Like a lion, right? Like a lion. Number one, it means he's not a lion. Seeking whom he may devour. Yikes. He'll come tempting. He'll come attacking. He'll come scaring you. And I thank God that right now today, Christian, God looks at you and he says, you know what? All the stuff, watch this. All the stuff that you can instantly remember of your past. Have you guys noticed that? Have you noticed in your own life? As a Christian, if you relax your brain for a minute, memories will bounce back and they're in technicolor. Isn't that weird? For me, everything I think about is kind of like, you know, whatever. But if you let your mind go back to junior high, high school, college, whatever it is for you, if you relax, boom, they're there. The Bible says, I died for that, Jack. Tell it to get back into the grave. Isn't that good news? That's great news. God wants to do that in your life. Listen to this. This is very cool. Ephesians 2:11 says this, don't forget that you Gentiles used to be outsiders. You were called uncircumcised heathens by the Jews. You were proud, who were proud of their circumcision, even though it affected only their bodies and not their hearts. In those days, you were living apart from Christ. You were excluded from the citizenship among the people of Israel, and you did not know the covenant promises God made to them. You lived in this world without God and without hope. But now you have been united with Christ Jesus. Once you were far away from God, but now have been brought near to him through the blood of Christ. And I want to say that that is all power. Be encouraged. The former reality of what we once were, it needs to be done away. When it comes and revisits your memory, put it away. No potato chip shall have dominion over you. The Bible also tells us, by the way, beginning in Ezekiel, I'll just paraphrase for time's sake, beginning in Ezekiel 36 and Romans chapter 12, the Bible says as believers, the moment we trusted in Christ, watch, two things happen. We were given a brand new heart in an instant. Brand new heart. The seat of our reason, the seat of our dwelling, the heart. The Bible says the moment you gave your heart to Christ, you were given a brand new heart, and listen, our minds were renewed. Ezekiel 36 says we were given a brand new heart. Romans chapter 12 says our minds need to be renewed. Think about that for a minute. Let's pick on Romans 12 for a second, about a renewed mind. Paul says, I beseech you, I urge, I plead with you, brethren, therefore, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies. I love this. This is the God of the Bible. That you present your bodies as a living sacrifice. Isn't that amazing? You don't need to blow yourself up to gain God's favor. God says, I don't want you in pieces. I want you to come together. I don't want you to blow yourself up. I want you to come alive. Watch this. Holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable worship. And do not be conformed that is molded to the power of this world, but be, here's the word, transformed, metamorpho, by the renewing of your mind, that you may be able to judge all these things that's before you. Church, this is cool. You get a brand new heart. That changes in a second when you accept Christ. And listen, today, listen, you either have that or you don't have that. You either have religion or you have him. You have morality or you have salvation. I'm not knocking morality. I'm not knocking religion. But if you miss Jesus in it all, then you've missed heaven altogether. And isn't it amazing? We got a brand new heart. But our minds need to be renewed. Every day, we've got to decide. As for me and my house, Joshua said, we will serve the Lord. In your life, you've got to decide. I'm going to let this in. Gosh, it's an evil age. I sat down to watch a history program the other day, and the commercial offended me. And by the way, can't Calvin Klein sell product without naked people? If he made some good stuff, he wouldn't have to have naked people pushing his stuff. Right? What's with that? And Carl's Jr., do you have to have pornography on TV so I can eat your hamburger and fries? Unbelievable. If you have a good product, just sell the thing, will you? Gee whiz. It's just crazy. But man, you know what? That stuff is presented and, well, look at that. No, don't look at that. Don't look at that. You're going to let stuff in. What about music? This music that's out there, all this stuff that's going on, filthy, violent, ugly, mean stuff. Look, you guys, young people, you know that gets inside of you. No, it doesn't. I'm not even listening. You don't have to listen. Man, that music's in your head, and you're like, and you go to school or you go to work, and you're going, what's wrong with you? What? It's in your head. Have you noticed the last song you heard is bouncing around in your head? The power of it. Music is a very spiritual power. Bring everything under the captivity of Christ and renew your mind. That means you, God holds you and I responsible for what I'm putting in front of my eyes and my ears. Man, I don't know. My Christianity's not working. Well, it's not Christianity. Watch out. God gives you the power to run. And then finally this, I'm very happy to report, verse 17, we end with this one, is that this change that he brings in our lives overpowers our former experience. And I want to be careful how this is said. Behold, all things have become new. That is so good. I remember being a kid growing up and that little funny guy in the Nescafe? You know the plunge? He drinks the iced tea and falls in the pool? Nestea. It's like, yes, yes. All that stuff of the old life. Everything's gone. And now, in Jesus, everything becomes new. Renewed life. Absolutely new. This is so exciting because watch this. I believe, and I lament this with you, I believe the word of God and that everything becomes new. All that old stuff's passed away. I believe it. I have no doubt. And to a wonderful degree, I've seen it happen in my own life. That's my experience. Are you with me? But I want to experience more of him. Well, don't you have him? Yes, I do, but I want more. Kind of like Enoch. Remember Enoch? Enoch would walk with God. And the Bible says one day Enoch walked with God, but then Enoch no longer existed. He vanished from the earth because God took him. Can you imagine? He's just walking like this. Hey, God, my house is getting small from here. Javon McGee says Enoch walked with God, and one day God said, Enoch, you know what? We've walked so long together. It's closer to my house than it is to yours. Let's just go home. Isn't that great? I love that. So, former experiences, somebody's going to say in the Christian community, now, Pastor, you should avoid the word experience. You shouldn't talk about that because if the Bible says it, I believe it, and that settles it. I want you to know. Listen, are you listening? I disagree. Let me explain. There's a group that says, stay away from experience. And then there's a group equally, I think, wrong on the other side that says, it's all got to be by experience. Did you go to church? Yeah. Did you get goosebumps on your back? How about your arms? Were your arms affected? No. Well, that's insane. That's wrong, equally wrong. Can I say it this way? If the Bible says it, I believe it, that settles it, and I'm going to go out and experience it. If the Bible says it, and I believe it, and that settles it, that is the statement of, it's the way I live. You guys are very engaged in the culture, and it's awesome, and you are making a huge difference. I hear about it from, I got a pastor that called me this last Friday from Pennsylvania asking, how can my church become like you guys at Chino Hills? Because our community is going down the toilet and we need to affect our culture. And he called me. I don't even know the guy. But he heard about you. You know what the difference is? That you hear the word and then you are empowered to go out and do the word. But there will be someone on the other side that will come back and say, well, just preach the word, brother. Just preach it. I hear it from pastors all across America. Well, you know, Jack, just preach the word. We don't get involved in that stuff. So what do you do? I preach the word. I said, that's not good enough. Do you tell your people to go out and do the word after you've done preached it? What do you do after you preach it? You got to go do it. Well, we don't, like, what do you mean? Like you invade the world. You let your light shine, brother, like a lightsaber. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Well, then let the thing out, will you, and shine it. shine the light. Shine it. And the thing is this, listen. If we're brand new, God gives us every day the opportunity to affect the world around us. Have we been changed? Yep. Well, then how about taking that power? While the world runs around us vomiting and puking all of its disgusting stuff, why don't we shine the difference? How can we do that, Pastor? Just take a deep breath, step back from self, and say, Lord, will you do this stuff through me?
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a lesson simply called Get a Life. It's a look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verses 16 through 19, where Paul explains that the true believer has been reconciled to the Father. Again, Get a Life is actually a mini-series and part of Pastor Jack's verse-by-verse journey through 2 Corinthians, which will continue on Monday's edition of Real Radio. Tomorrow and Friday, we'll hear Pastor Jack deliver a special message called We Give Thanks to You, O God. You don't want to miss that. Hey, let me ask you a question. Is Real Radio part of your day? Are you learning and benefiting from Real Radio? Well, why don't you let us know? Visit reallifewithjackhibbs.org, reallifewithjackhibbs.org, and then click Contact Us. The rest is real easy. Or if you'd like to, you can send us a letter, Real Life with Jack Hibbs, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. Of course, all of our contact info can be found, including our phone number, at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. reallifewithjackhibbs.org. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio and made possible by the generous contributions of our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David J. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.